Welcome to the Not So Late Show with Jimmy. Don't forget to follow us across all social medias and subscribe to this podcast to get notified when new episodes are available for you. Let's get started. Today I want to talk about Be Natura Beauty. Our skin hosts large numbers of bacteria, fungi, and even minuscule viruses that are not in fact harmful. We need many of these microscopic passengers to help our skin look healthy. Most skin companies let you believe that you need a large number of products to keep your skin healthy. Now comes the question that a lot of people ask, is there a secret to beautiful skin? No. Let's analyze this thing in a different way. So let's say your skin is like a brick wall. The bricks are the cells and the mortar is the natural oils in your skin. So this wall, the epidermis, is completely rebuilt about once a month. The pores that you see are the openings for your hair follicles, and they are everywhere, not just in places that look hairy. The glands attached to the follicles put out an oily, waxy substance called sebum that helps lubricate your skin and acidify your skin. Our skin, from a pH level, scales anywhere between 0 to 17, 0 being acidic and 17 being basic. Our skin is around 5, and that makes it harder for bacteria to grow. The secret to healthy skin is just not messing up your microbiome. That bacteria, fungi, and viruses I mentioned earlier, it all started in the 1900s when soap was created. By mid-1900s, everyone was using soap all over their bodies every day, like we do now. Soap is a simple chemical that can clear away all the accumulated stuff that gets stuck to our skin, that irritates our skin, like pollution, makeup, disease-causing germs. Washing with soap has saved many lives preventing the spread of germs. But soap also takes with it part of that mortar in that brick wall. Because soap is pretty basic, soap can change the pH level of your skin. When you overclean, when you overwash, you are preventing your skin from doing its job. Basically, you're messing with the chemistry of your skin. So you've changed the oils in your skin. So imagine if the oils are sort of the soil in which that microbial ecosystem grows. You messed with it enough that what it comes back is a little unbalanced. If you are completely new to skincare and you want to get started, I would recommend going with a few basics. One would be a cleanser. If you're putting on sunscreen, makeup, aftershave, etc., you want to wash all that stuff off at the end of your day. Cleansers like our Cucumber Daily Cleanser is gentler on the mortar of your walls. You'll be amazed at the number of cleansers that strip your skin. Number two, it would be a toner. After you cleanse, usually your pH level is all out of whack. And that's where the toner comes in. Our green tea face mist, it moves your skin to a healthy acidity, just like your sebum does naturally. A moisturizer, because moisturizer helps you repair the damage of cleansing. We have to moisturize because you have to put back what you have removed. Our moisturizer actually mimics our natural mortar. Now, when it comes to an exfoliant, you probably don't need to exfoliate when you're young. Your skin does a pretty good job replacing itself by it naturally. As we get older, that cell turnover kind of slows down. Your skin will start looking dull. So you may want to exfoliate about once a week, you know, as you get older. And I'm talking about over 40. Now, I'm talking about acne. Regarding acne, we have to remember that our skin is covered with those hair follicles, and they can get blocked by sebum and dead cells. If that blockage stays buried, it's basically a whitehead. You expose that to air, and it oxidizes. Darkening, that's a blackhead. Bacteria grows in those blockages. And your immune cells will rush in to fight the infection. And the dead cells will basically start piling up. And that's basically the white stuff we see inside of a cyst. No one really knows all the factors leading to acne. It can be genetics, hormones, bacteria, all the stuff that we put in our skin, and how they really interact with each other. Dermatologists argue about the role of diet. Well, we do know one thing. Acne isn't caused by dirty skin. Keep in mind that overwashing will, you know, unbalance your skin. So if you have acne, overwashing is not going to make it go away. Now, let's jump into anti-aging. The word anti-aging is a problem in itself. It makes it automatically feel like there's something wrong with having wrinkles. You want to age. It's a natural process of life. So below that epidermis, there's a thicker dermis layer that's built with proteins called elastins and collagen. When your skin is stretched, this matrix basically helps it bounce back. As we age, we produce less and less, which is what allows our skin to fold and wrinkle. Certain things speed up the process, like toxins, pollution, and they use the sun's, the UV rays. A pigment called melanin produced inside the cells can block some of these rays. So the more melanin you have, the darker your skin is. And that extra protection, skin seems to age slower. But we all need SPF. Because everyone is susceptible to the UV rays of the sun. Now, that's something about now. Let's go back to anti-aging. The only thing that really has been proven scientifically with good studies is retinoic acid and retinol. These items boost the production of collagen, but they can irritate your skin, you know, especially if you use products that contain around 1% of it. So 1%, it's a really high percentage. So these products, they really don't recommend it to be used by pregnant women, or if you want to use it during the day because it could stain your skin. Ours, we made it with a 0.5 to avoid irritating your skin but still be effective. Keep a lookout on what you're putting in your skin. A lot of exfoliating scrubs, harsher foamy soaps can damage your brick wall. Look for cleansers like ours with a low pH. And if you're concerned about a particular skin condition, talk to a dermatologist. There might be a treatment that can help. If you are healthy doing less, why don't we do less? We don't think any skin needs 15 products, but we also don't think that every skin needs only 3. Your skin is a beacon of your overall health. How you're sleeping, how you're eating, how much stress you're under, staying hydrated, exercising, spending time outdoors. All of these factors really have an impact on how your skin looks. There are so many ways to take care of your skin correctly. There are so many different ways to do it right. Try to keep things as natural as possible. Remember, with big name brands, you're basically paying for the name. When I created this line, I did it thinking like a consumer, because I once was one of those many people overpaying. Why do I have to pay $100 when I can get the same quality or better for $60? Our lab chemists, they suggested our prices should be at least on average $30 more than what they are. But the mission is to sell high quality products at a decent price. To summarize, to our younger users, we recommend using a gentle cleanser, a toner, and a moisturizer to start your skincare journey. For a mature skin, like anyone over 40, we'll add an exfoliator once a week and serums to boost your collagen and other protein productions that slow down as we age. The mask, the night creams, will help you deeply hydrate and nourish your skin while you sleep. A special coupon is in the description below, giving you 50% off all the products, and the links to our official site and to our Etsy shop are there as well. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time.